Hello, everyone, and welcome to the GGW5 Round 1 recording. This is your host, WingTF McAllister, broadcasting live from the Minneapolis-St. Paul border, here to blow your freaking minds. First off, let me explain this before people get all crazy and ask me what the hell is going on. There seems to be a little bit of confusion between GGW and the AGWL, so I'm just going to clarify this. GGW scores are blinded until the end of all the rounds. So, in some sense, until the end of the summer, you only have the recordings to go off to know your place in the GGW standings, alright? So, you have actually no idea what the hell is going on in terms of point totals in GGW. Now, if you go look on the AGWC website at the league standings, those reflect the AGWL credit totals, so they're not really the same thing as GGW. But you'll notice that there is some arbitrary point value in the first bracket, which represents the number of points accumulated before GGW began, and then the number in the second bracket represents how many entries in GGW I have received from you. So that's not your score, that's not meant to represent any sort of score whatsoever. It's just a placeholder so you know that I have received this many entries. Now, if you want to know where you stand in AGWL, those rankings will change throughout the GGW contest. So you won't know what your exact score is, but you will be able to see your place move up based on your position on the league standings board. So it kind of gives you an idea of where you stand. Now, I have to make this differentiation before people get even more confused. The GGW point total and AGWL point total, while related, are not the same thing. At the end of the summer, the person with the most points in GGW will receive 1 million gold as the prize. The person with the highest total AGWL points over the entire year will receive the Faulkner Prism. And that's how it works. So I'm just laying it down just so we can understand. I hope that's all clarified now. So, now that my voice is all dry, I'm gonna reach back and grab a nice bottle of water so you can all hear my smooth jazz voice while I read these nice little critiques. Oh yeah. First up, Sarah Finn. Ha, I like the pun. This is another one that's riding on the fence for me. In one regard, I find this piece entertaining, although it didn't really capture me at the critical moments as much as I would like. The real issue I have with this is that it's filled with sloppy mistakes. His versus her, verb confusion, tense confusion, all of the things that can drive me batshit crazy. Now, some of this probably had to deal with the fact that you had to quick type to get this in on time. And true enough, it's much better to actually submit something with problems than not submit anything at all. In that sense, I believe that you have the potential to do well, but you really need to give yourself enough time, you know, plan ahead so you can properly edit and refine your piece before a public viewing. Finally, I would like to see some development in the creative character of this work. Right now, it's got a very Moses Merlin feel to it. You just haven't stood up to claim ownership yet. Allow your imagination to guide you to truly something unique, and you'll have all the necessary tools to do better in later rounds. Yoink! I'm going to take another sip of this. That introductory explanation already wore my throat out, which kind of sucks. But next up, Midnight Wolf Dream. Scrolling. I see a great deal of potential here. However, there are some stylistic suggestions that I would like to make. First, your first two lines establish a very different rhythm than the one needed and probably intended to get through this piece. There are also some lines that just really crush the flow, in my opinion, and detract from the work. I'm also not entirely convinced that your use of time really helps. I think you could have gone a different route and garnered more success. On the other hand, I felt the emotion pour out at the end, and that certainly gave you a boost considering the frequent use of like subjects. My suggestion for entries into later rounds is to perhaps post your material a little bit earlier and see if some of the other contestants have suggestions for you. This thread is all about improvement, so I'm sure the regular poets and the AGWC audience will be happy to provide you a little guidance. I think with a bit of refinement in line breaks and content, your writing, presentation, and portfolio would greatly benefit. F. Yeah, that's right. another solid entry has made its way into this contest. There are many things I like about this poem. Your line breaks are solid, your indented stanza has punch, and things seem sensibly constructed about powerful images. Subject-wise, I think you chose one of the cornerstones of poetry. The love angle has been covered so damn much that when it gets covered again, I hope to see something new. Your last three lines saved your ass in this regard. I wasn't getting a whole lot before that. I also don't like the repeat of each other. The three eyes in the first stanza don't help a lot either. I think you could have put in a little bit more variation that would have made this piece absolutely mind-fucking. That being said, welcome back. It was long overdue. Emmy! With many, 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 many eyes. I need to scroll through your piece. Good times, boogie. Oh, wow, that's actually what I wrote in the critique thing. There are too many eyes in your name, but it's okay. On to critiquing. First off, let me say that I found your piece to be very entertaining. I have been pleasantly surprised by the newcomers handing me some fabulous works. I do think, though, that there are several issues that I should address. You've fallen victim to several grammatical issues, namely your use of the ellipsis, commas, and singular-plural agreement. These are all pretty minor and could be eliminated with an additional read-through. More problematic, in my opinion, is that your plot is outrageously predictable. I knew immediately that the man was Cook, and I could even guess the earring slip long before it happened. Keep me on my toes. Keep me wondering. Don't run away from the puzzle. Also, in several spots you repeated words in back-to-back sentences, such as looking, for example. Sometimes this is just unavoidable, but I think that broadening your synonym usage wouldn't hurt you. Finally, there were a few times when you used quotations to describe thoughts. Quote marks are usually applied only when a person is actually speaking. At least, that's what happens when it comes to fiction, not essays, of course. This is perhaps something to keep in mind, although it's not a major issue. In conclusion, I think you would benefit from taking away a couple lessons. 1. Give it that extra read-through just to clean up some lingering mistakes. And 2. Don't be afraid to make your readers work a little for the puzzle. We don't have to know immediately that the uniformed man is Cook. Let us thrive a bit on the adventure. Encia! Do-do-do! Scrolling through your piece, yeah. Wow! That's what I first said. Wow. All right. I'm going to complain first, though. Once again, quotations in my mind couple with speaking. And in that sense, your opening sentence made me a little curious to see what was coming. There are also parts where I feel that the fight sequences read somewhat in a lab manualish way. The boy did this, the boy did that. And while the Berserker theme doesn't come around that often, I think you gave me something that was fairly predictable. The other thing that somewhat bothered me is that when a berserker goes berserker, they just kill indiscriminately, and I think that, you know, the minimal slash no harm to friends kind of took away from this. On the other hand, wow, this shit was entertaining. It's one of those ones that make me tell fuckers at work that try to interrupt me with my real job to suck a nut because I'm reading, biatch. Takeaway message. You know how to put together an end My sentence just exploded. Rewind. Takeaway message. You know how to put together an entertaining piece. Don't be afraid to expand the horizon. The GGW competition is all about stamina, so everyone has to keep this one in mind. More of the same will always equal fail. Also, try not to fall into the listing plot style. I enjoyed this piece, so let me relish every bone-crunching, blood-drying moment. Final three words, very nicely done. Damn! Queen of the Rogue. Doo-doo. Scrolling through your piece, yeah. Jackson 5 insert. Doo-doo-doo-doo. I like the interplay of your writing with the actual story about which the fanfic is based. However, there are many problems with this piece that need to be discussed. First, you really need to work on your punctuation. Some sentences just went on and on and on without any sort of guiding marks, also known as commas, that made this piece a tad difficult to read. Also, there were several simple typos that really should have been picked up in the editing process, and the beginning could be condensed and rewritten to make it a bit more appealing. But I should get on to more substantial things. As I said, I found your use of the author's words to be an interesting method of rolling out a fanfic, but it also presents problems. For starters, the difference in skill level really hurt the image of your writing by comparison. You also use these pieces as the main means of moving the plot, which takes away from your ability to shine as the author and create some discontinuities in the overall flow of the piece. In addition, entertainment-wise, this one is sorely lacking a wow factor. It's one of those dangers of fanfics. I don't know the story, and I'm not emotionally invested in it whatsoever. It's up to you to bring me into that world and to guide me into that universe. Perhaps the most admirable goal of a fanfic writer is to produce something so monstrously badass that it prompts individuals to hunt down the original. In that sense, I think you made a common mistake. You wrote about this world as though everyone was familiar with it. You just need to pump some life into it and truly make it your own. Speaking of that, this plot was pretty predictable and didn't really have a conflict. All these things being said, I would love for you to continue through the contest. Once again, advice to you, perhaps posting your work and asking others for comments is a good way to go. The AGWC is filled with people that can be quite helpful. Solar! Yeah. Your piece, I know you want me to say titles, but I just scrolled past it. Script for vocal recording. Yeah. That's all I see at the top. Much better with the basics to start off GGW, but with each new round, I raise the bar. In my opinion, word repetition hindered this piece, and several breaks in parallel structure really crippled the flow that I found. There was one simple past versus past mistake, and a naughty comma error, but you definitely cleaned up your fundamentals with some good old-fashioned help. Remember those lessons and continue to apply them. Now then, on to content. I was happy to see something different brought to the table with this. I haven't really received anything like this in the past. It is certainly not, I repeat, certainly not cliche. However, I'm still not entirely convinced that it represents you. To some extent, the content raised here is not unique. I think you did a better job at presenting material than is outside the normal scope of what gets brought in, which is a plus. I just think you need to be ready to take the next step to make something truly extraordinary. I also, quite frankly, really believe you needed to shove some grit in here where it mattered. You led me through this build-up and then deliver the violent climax, but it just falls short in the entertainment perspective. I would have liked to have seen a bit more. Either way, you had a solid start to GGW, so keep it up and keep improving. Definitely a great jump from where you were in the previous round. TLM. I love the math-based theme of this piece. Way to bust in some Pythagoras to put a smile on my face. Your last stanza really invokes the spiraling black hole in my mind. Long story short, I really enjoyed it in terms of creativity and style. Entertainment-wise, though, I believe it's lacking. You could have easily pulled the trigger and jumped into that spiral. With a little bit of a dark side touch backing this piece, it would have helped render more impact. Shmay. But once again, you also had a great start. PK, scrolling through your shit, yeah. Wow, I'm in a really singing mood today. Ooh, PK, you are a bitch. First off, seriously, no apostrophe S. I should deliver a swift kick to your ass for that one. It honestly took me a while to get into it. The start was somewhat without a decent hook, and I hope it will tie into things to come. This may be one of those pieces that needs a prologue to set the stage, to be a pre-hook to the hook. As it stands, the very beginning didn't do much for me. However, the big, however, is that once you got rolling into this piece, it just caught your attention and kept on fucking rolling. Bring the fucking grit, biatch, especially in the battle sequences. To me, that is a win-win in a science fiction fantasy piece. Describe this messy wound. Allow me to see the moment. And you should know by now that I'm not a big fan of the fragment sentences. I totally blame Stephanie Meyer. Either way, major victory for you this round in the sense that when I got to the end, I wanted to read more. And that is all that motherfucking matters. Selber, yeah. This is one of those pieces that, once again, sits on the fence for me. I definitely haven't seen a piece quite like it before. You took a subject anyone could write about and put your own little spin on it, which was definitely appreciated. There are a few stylistic things that I do not like. Some sentence structure issues stuck out to me, as I think there could have been some rewording to really strike some flow into the narration. Entertainment-wise, I really don't think you pulled the trigger for me. At the end, I'm not really sure what grand truth I'm supposed to see. There is the side of your main character that sounds like he really hates his sister for making such stupid decisions, but then there is a presentation that he may actually have feelings for her, and in the end, the meaning is completely unclear. There's nothing wrong with making such endings, but in this case, I don't think it helps the piece at all, as there are contradicting elements permeating the work. That being said, a solid opening for you. I really enjoyed the voice your narrator carried. I just would have liked to have seen a bit more in terms of entertainment. So you nailed some creativity. Just boost some fucking awesome shit for me, please. Is that it? Did I go through everyone? Selve? I'm going to be really surprised. PK? Did I get to the end? How very confusing. I feel like I missed somebody. TLM? Solar? Scrolling back up through the Word file, yeah. Making up music, Queen of the Rogue. I may have got everybody. I felt like there was more than that. That went much quicker than I expected. Enzia? Emmy? Af? Midnight Wolf Dream? And Seraphim. Yeah, well, no shit. I got everybody. Well, actually, no, I didn't. Last up on the list is me. That's right. I'm going to critique myself. Recently, yeah, that's right. I have to be ridiculous. It's what I do. Recently, people have complained about my fear of the word eyes. Apparently, using many, many, many synonyms, orbs, oculars, cores, irides, palpebrae, even though palpebrae is the eyelid, come on, let's get this right, is obnoxious. So, I really don't think it's obnoxious. Because if you look at the math of the piece, eyes still occurs like twice as frequently as any other one. But I can understand it doesn't work for everybody, and it gets on people's nerves, and PK calls it blasphemous and all of that shit. So, whatever. I salute all of you, and just to show that I love all of the people that have a problem with this, I have proudly released McAllister Chronicles, the dumb version, for synonym haters. And all of those words have been taken out and replaced with eyes, just so you don't have to read them anymore. Okay? I've done it just for you. Just for you. The three of you that actually seem to care. The rest of you don't, or maybe you do, I don't know. But, just throwing that out there, because, you know, I'm an asshole, and that's just what I do. Now I'm done. Actually, no, I'm not. Going into a random rambling of Wing. I will highly encourage each and every one of you to continue to write in these rounds. We're talking about stamina. We're talking about improvement. You don't win GGW with one round. You have to keep improving. You have to keep showing you can bring new things to the table that will blow my mind. Once upon a time, this contest had a zero-out policy in GGW, which meant if I said something in a recording that should be fixed, and you didn't make an effort to fix it, and I saw it in a later round, you would get an auto zero for that piece. Now, obviously, we're not doing that anymore because people would freak out and not care. But, to some degree, my hatred of persistent errors still lives. So please, take comments to heart. There are many people in this thread that are willing to help others, and you should use those resources. At the end of the day, while it is a contest, we need to remember that it's about writing. It's all about writing and the love of writing and the pursuit of writing badass things. And it really doesn't matter what the hell happens in here, as long as you can take away some lesson to apply later on. And now that I've said my piece and posted the dumb version for synonym haters, I can officially say and dig down deep with "Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies."